with Bob Zimmerman, who keeps the website Behind the Black. DART hits Dimorphos. What does that mean, Bob?
DART was, it doesn't exist anymore, was a project of NASA and the Applied Physics Laboratory at Johns Hopkins to send a probe to impact a small asteroid to see if by impacting the asteroid you could change its orbit significantly enough to possibly prevent it from hitting the Earth. That's the concept. It's pretty conceptual. I think this is mostly asteroid research, if anything, and it's less planetary defense, but they're selling it as planetary defense. So, early this week, DART, as planned, crashed into the small 525-foot-wide asteroid Dimorphos. And Dimorphos is a moon of a half-mile-wide asteroid called Didymos. And they're about 7 million miles from Earth, and this is actually the closest they get to Earth, so there's no threat to us. But they wanted to see what would happen if you impacted an asteroid with a probe. And so they did this. I've got some great pictures on Behind the Black, both of the approach, which took – it was kind of like the Ranger impacts of the moon back in the 60s, where they took pictures as it came crashing down right up until impact. And so that's what DART did as it came into Deimos, and you got some interesting close-ups of this rocky rubble pile asteroid, though not quite as much of a rubble pile as Ryugu or Bennu were. And then followed to the next day, they posted images from the ground catching the impact, as well as a CubeSat that Italy built that flew in tandem with DART and was able to get pictures of the impact from nearby. And I've got those posted on Behind the Black as well. We will not know how successful this was in changing Dimorphos's movement for a while, because they've got to look at it, watch how it moves, see how much it moves, and then calculate the change to see how much effect they had. Personally, I think this is much more asteroid research, because this asteroid is unique once again. It's not quite a rubble pile, but it's not quite a solid body, so it's down somewhere in between, and the impact is going to tell us a lot about that asteroid, and the impact seemed to really produce an incredible plume, bigger than the asteroid, and a cloud of debris. And as they study that, they're going to get a better idea of what this asteroid was like, John.
To the surface of Mars, to Zhurong, the rover landed successfully by the People's Republic of China, and we learned something significant. What, Bob?
Yes, one of the things Zhurong had on it, which was the first time one had been put on the surface of Mars, was a ground-penetrating radar instrument. And this radar is used from orbit, has been for decades, been used from orbit to try to detect whether there is ice on the surface or underground. But, of course, it's from orbit, so the resolution isn't as good. Well, Zhurong, on the surface of a rover, had its own ground-penetrating radar, which could look down to the depth of about 100 meters, about 325 feet. They now have finally released the data from them. This has been a big deal, because radar will tell you whether there's ice near the surface in this equatorial region where Zhurong landed. That's been one of the mysteries of Mars, which is there ice in the dry equatorial regions underground. And so this data has confirmed that at least where Zhurong landed at 25 degrees north latitude, you are not in an ice region. Even up to 270 feet below the surface, there is no ice. And this is for the full 1,500-meter traverse of Zhurong. I've got their data up there, and you can see the radar data for the entire journey. There is just no evidence of any underground ice for 270 feet below the surface. So what this tells future colonists is, if you're going to build a colony on Mars and you build it in the equatorial regions, you're almost certainly either going to have to drill very deeply, and maybe not, you know, that won't work, or you're more likely going to have to travel to 30 degrees latitude, either north or south, to get to where there's easily accessible ice, John.
More Mars. This is Martian drainage from above ground and underground. Telling us what, Bob?
Cool images, but this tells us, and this is at 38 degrees latitude, so that once again, you could have underground ice here pretty close, and there's evidence of it. It's a big crater, Newton crater, and there's meandering canyons that look like they could be tributaries of rivers, but their sources end abruptly, which suggests that initially there was water coming from underground and then reached the surface and then flowed on the surface, just like caves and drainages do on Earth. And that's what the images suggest. It suggests you had some drainages on the surface as well as on the ground on Mars, John.
To Jupiter with the Juno probe, and this is a phenomenon I don't think I've ever read about. A wave of what? What do we think, Bob?
This is from ground-based telescopes, not from Juno, but using temperature data from the Earth on telescopes, they discovered that sections of the polar regions of Jupiter's atmosphere on the surface are very, very hot, and it's from the aurora hitting the surface, the top clouds, and they've now detected that that waves of heat flow away from the poles towards the equator, and those waves are very hot. They're much hotter than they should be at the distance from the Earth, John. This is a mystery.
Bob Zimmerman. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.